Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. What an awesome cry and plea from David to the Lord, to God. But then most important is that he confesses and says, if you'll do this, I'll teach others. And that was Bob's cry. When Bob repented, he says, Lord, whatever you want me to do. And it says here in verse 13, then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. And it goes on. Turn to Psalm 51 as a stander, and pray that as a prayer with your spouse's name in it. Prodigal, if you're listening to this, if you are in such a situation of circumstances that you say, Charlene, you don't understand. You don't understand. I have committed sin. I've left my spouse. I've left them in a financial distress. I made them move out of their home. I've had them lose their jobs. I've destroyed my teenagers. They will never look up to me. They have lost all respect for me. It does not matter. It doesn't matter if you've married the adulterous person. It doesn't matter, regardless of a non-covenant marriage, regardless of a baby, as David had. It doesn't matter because God will restore and rebuild your marriage. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But I want you to know Psalm 51 is your cry for you prodigals to say, what do I do? Cry out to your Lord God. He is there ready to start restoring and healing and forgiving you and to turn your life around. In Romans chapter 2, verse 5, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will give to each person according to what he has done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil. One of the main reasons that you and I are standing in the gap and why you and I are still pleading for our lost loved ones is because of the consequences of sin. It is eternal damnation. It is living in an eternal hell, and it talks about that. Go to Luke 16 and read Luke 16, and it tells you a very strong story that Jesus tells his disciples. We need to understand what the Word of God says, and I believe that so many people in the church itself do not understand who we are in Christ because we do not know the Word of God. If you will study the Word of God, if you will start to read it, God will reveal so much to you. And this is where that I hurt for the prodigals, because the prodigals have fallen into the trap of the enemy coming in and deceiving them, like Eve was deceived, like Peter was deceived and tempted, and we are going to be tempted. But God says, I am giving you the way out. You will never be tempted that the Holy Spirit won't speak to you and say, run, flee from sexual immorality, flee from idolatry. We all are going to be tempted. We may be tempted to turn to money instead of God. God says you cannot serve two masters. People, we need to beware of how the enemy deceives us and tricks us.